Hello, hello. This is Brooke Devard, and you're listening to the Naked Beauty Podcast. I am so excited about my guest today, Kudzi Chikumbu, also known as Sir Candleman. Welcome to Naked Beauty.
Thank you so much for having me. I've watched your show forever and listened forever, so I'm excited to be here.
I'm very excited, and I feel like you and I have a lot in common.
We do.
Like, you are a marketing professional by day and creator by night, and it's hard to balance both, but like, you're out here doing it. When did you start Sir Candleman?
Sir Candleman was started in late 2018, early 2019. Yeah. I like to say the fragrance found me.
Just this year, you released a book.
Yep. Let It Burn.
You've got a candle that I was burning last night with Lafco. That's a beautiful vanilla candle. I mean, look, you're really doing it on a major level as a creator. You lead creator marketing for TikTok.
Yep.
Which is a fabulous job. And then you have this kind of thing that you've been building on the side that has such a huge following, and you're such a resource. And candles and fragrance, once you get those right, the way they enhance the quality of your life is like nothing else.
Truly. They truly illuminate your life. Like, I didn't plan on making Sir Candleman. I was in Paris 5 years ago, 2018, for Beyonce, the person who gets me to fly around the world for On the Run 2. Whatever she needs, we go.
Whatever Beyonce asks, and you're wearing Beyonce's fragrance today.
Yeah, it smells so good. And I was shopping with friends, and I hate group shopping. I really deeply, because I'm a fast, decisive shopper.
What's your sign?
I'm a Cancer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very nice.
I don't know what my rising and my moons are.
But you're a decisive person.
I'm a decisive person. If someone wants to do my birth chart, that'd be great. So I was just like annoyed because it's taking too long. And I'm just like, I didn't come here to shop. I just want to like enjoy my life. And then I stumbled upon a Francis Kurkdjian, like big installation in Galeries Lafayette, like the department store. And I was just like smelling fragrances, like fine fragrance. And then the guy's like, oh, just do you want to smell some of these candles? And I like the first one I smelled was called O17. It means on 17th Street. And the minute I smelled it, I could see a story. It almost like felt like, you know how some people who like musicians, to them it's like pictures.
Yes.
Scent is like pictures to me. Right. And the candle story is really about his home in Paris and like how the gold of the cap is like the gold in Paris when the sun hits it. It's like a whole thing. And I was like, this is what my life would be if I lived in Paris. And then I came back home a few months later and I just found the candle again. It's like a $90 candle, which I'd never spent that much money on a candle. And then I was like, let me just share this online. I was just sharing it for the passion.
Right.
I had no intention of creating Sir Candleman. And I called it Sir Candleman because my friend Tiffany had a pumpkin spice account called Pumpkinita. So I just thought like, I just like made up the name. I wasn't like really in my branding 101 bag.
Right, right. Yeah. And it just has grown from there. Well, I'm happy you brought up a $90 candle because I feel like there's such a range in prices for candles. Like you can have a great candle that's inexpensive. Great candles tend, in my experience, to be more expensive. What's like the most expensive candle you've smelled and experienced?
Oh, okay. Well, depends. So many factors go into it to make something expensive because you have the actual juice, like depending on the materials you're using, that can be really, really expensive. If you want like high quality, like iris and stuff like that, it's like really expensive to make because it takes years to make those ingredients. Then you want really high quality wax. Vessels can get pretty expensive if they're like really ornate. So you get that big Lilabo that's like $600. Or you can get a small, like, I have a small candle that's like this, that's like $300.
Who makes it?
Fornacetti, the big, like that Italian kind of homeware design brand. It's like really cool. Someone once got me this Perfumer H in London, has a small candle. It's about $200. And I was like, that's crazy. But it's like one of the best perfumers in the world. Her name is Lynn Harris. That's really cool. So you can really get up there. But I like to look for perfumery. Like, I kind of don't care about the price. If it smells good, it smells good. One of my favorites is from Target. It's $6.99. It's called Cedar Balsam. It's the Everspring range, like really pure. It's a soy wax and a really crisp, clean fragrance. It's perfect for working from home. It's $7. You're good.
Okay, I love that. What are you looking for in a great candle?
Oh, in my videos, I like to say I like three things: style, scent, and strength. I should probably use another S for wax in there, but I'll figure that one out. But I still want it to look good because, you know, it's going to be my home. It's like home decor. So that's like one.
Right.
It can be anything. Lafco makes hand-blown glass. You can use them for anything. That's who I do my candle with. Really cool. I'm looking for really good scent. Like, I like perfumers and like perfumery. Like, that's what I actually love mostly about fragrance. I've gotten to meet some of them and go to Paris with some of them.
Yeah, I saw you were in the south of France with Chanel.
With Chanel picking jasmine. I was like, who am I? It was so fun. And then how it burns, which is a big part of the wax and the wick. You know, paraffin wax, the reason people use it is that it allows for the most throw. So it allows a candle to project. And for some people, they want the whole room to smell like the thing. And it's also cheaper, but it's not the healthiest for you. Mm-hmm. Soy wax and other plant-based waxes are better. Like soy wax burns at a lower temperature. It's not carcinogenic. Some people have soy wax and then just a little bit of paraffin just to give you the throw, which works for me. And then there's my first candle I made was with palm wax. So it just depends. I like a vegetable wax, basically. And then lastly, I like the strength. Some people want the candle that punches you in the nose. Like, I don't care for that. I live a highly fragranced life. I need it to be medium.
Okay.
I like more of getting the whiff of it. Right. Than like living in it. What do you like?
You'll know real when you get it. It will say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like a gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. For a candle that's scenting my room, I like strong projection. Like, I like the Hotel Coast.
Such a good candle.
That's just such
With the black tea and everything. It's so good.
So good. And then the other candle that I'm loving lately, I love your candle. It's really good. And when I saw it was vanilla, I was like, I don't know. But then I saw that it had that Gaillac wood, which is really smoky.
Yeah.
It's like a perfect vanilla candle. Thank you. It's so good.
I was going to bring you like the actual vanilla because I got Vanilla Absolute. That's what's the difference.
That's like walking around with a diamond in your
bag. Yeah, it's like
that's
real, like so actual expensive. Vanilla. And I was like, oh, that, it doesn't smell like baked goods. It's like a woodsy, like airy molasses kind of scent.
Yeah, it's a really beautiful candle. But then I also love Flamingo Estates.
Oh, yeah. What's your favorite from there? I love Climbing Tuscan Rosemary.
The Climbing Tuscan Rosemary is just this gorgeous scent. And then they have a tomato one that you wouldn't think that would smell good. But it's just like, there's something about it that's
so good. And their branding is fire, too.
I mean, it was born out of a creative agency, right? Have you been to the actual...
No, I haven't. I would love to. They've sent me some candles and I'm so appreciative. I want to get the box, you know, the farm box. With all the stuff.
With all the vegetables.
With the vegetables, yeah.
Yeah. People listening to this are probably like, what are they talking about? It's a very California thing. I feel like when I moved here, I was like, what is this like co-op / creative space / like beautiful home that also makes candles? But I feel like Flamingo Estates is one of like the most interesting brands I've come across since I've moved here. So where are you from?
I was born in Zimbabwe.
Okay. Where in Zimbabwe?
I was born in Harare in Zimbabwe, so the capital city.
Okay, so you're like bustling, busy city.
Yeah, but we live in the burbs. And then when I was 12, 13, my family moved to South Africa. So we moved to South Africa where my whole family is. So like Johannesburg is home. I did my undergrad in Cape Town. Yeah, it's the best. I go home every year. I can't wait to go be back for the holidays.
You did your undergrad in Cape Town.
Mm-hmm. And then I was an accountant first.
I could not imagine you as an accountant.
I was good too. I was really good.
I'm sure you were good, but I feel like it probably didn't fulfill you the way your work fulfills you now.
No, I felt like I was cosplaying.
Yeah.
And I was an accountant by day and a YouTuber by weekend.
Okay, so you've always, same with me, I've always been like doing a little something on the side while I had my corporate.
But back then, if you remember, you just posted to the internet to post. There was no creator economy. It wasn't even called that. They didn't even call them creators. I think you just like posted stuff and you just did it because you wanted to. All my friends would be like, why do you spend so much time on this channel? I'm like, the creativity is like the only reason.
Of course. And I think if you're chasing money, it's not going to work out.
Exactly.
Because it takes too long to make money.
Yeah, you'll get discouraged. Like, this doesn't work. And, like, you have to really grind. So I did that. And then I became a consultant at the same firm I was at, like a management consultant doing strategy work. And then I was like, I need to work with the creators. I got to go to where the creators are at. So I went to business school. I went to Stanford for business school.
Oh, hey, we both went to Stanford. We have so many parallels.
So many parallels. And then I was trying to figure out where to work. And then someone mentioned there's this app called Musical.ly, which became TikTok. And I started right after then. And then, but I'd always been creating all the way through, whether it was YouTube, I've been on Tumblr. I used to sing on SoundCloud. I've done blog spots. I've done it all. Like, I enjoy
imagining,
creating, and just, like, sharing it.
I love that. I feel like it's something that's in you.
Yeah.
And you just, like, have to get it out.
I have to.
And what do your parents do?
My mother, growing up, was a florist.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. So that probably was a very early introduction to scents.
So I grew up with a lot of floral scents and just green, you know, like green chlorophyll type scent.
Stems and
like all of that. And then my dad was in insurance. So he was like the CEO of a big insurance company in South Africa. Okay. But he's retired now. They play golf and enjoy their life.
But it's cool that you saw both, right? You saw your mom doing something more creative, and then you saw your dad, like, kind of the business side, and you're, you know, as their child, are kind of doing both.
Exactly, yeah. Which is, like, really fun. They don't understand what I do. I try to tell them.
I know. Well, soon, I mean, being a creator, I think, like, when you look at these polls, like, people understand it as a profession now. Right. Which, even when we were at Stanford, I graduated 2011. Mm-hmm. It wasn't even a thing to go work at a social media platform and do product marketing. I mean, these weren't really, like...
Exactly. Do you think of yourself as a creator?
Yeah, absolutely. Right. Absolutely. As opposed to?
Like a personality or like a media.
Like a media personality.
Yeah.
No, I think of myself as a creator.
That's cool.
Media personalities I see as people that like get their hair and makeup done. They come, they sit down, they do their thing, but they're not editing. They're not scripting. I feel like I'm a creator because I'm conceptualizing from A to Z.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like that's a
different. Yeah. No, it is. Yeah, because I was once creating content with this great company that produces like short form content because I needed a way to pump up more. And they treated me like talent, which I loved. Like I sat in the chair and I would be like, what's the line? But then I really miss like the whole thing. I want to imagine it, like script it. And when you record it yourself, I'm almost like editing in my head.
Oh, always.
And then I'm like forming it. And then I love that piece.
And the thing that I love about your content is you're connecting with so many people. And like you did a very simple TikTok about like you're cutting your candles wrong or like you're letting your wicks burn incorrectly. And it really reminded me, one, I need to be diligent about my wick cutter.
Like, you do.
I sometimes will just...
Brooke, you can't go back in.
No, I know. Okay, well, tell us the proper candle maintenance. Once you light the candle, then what?
Well, we're going to go...
Let's go from the... You open the box.
Yeah. You have to trim the wick if it's too long. Because if it's too long, you get too big of a flame. It'll create soot on the rim. And then also, it might be a little bit too hot for the actual wax.
Yeah.
And then if you've burnt it already and it's a little bit burnt and you're relighting, if you light that burnt end, it creates like extra smoke, which is not good for the burn and more soot. So like, just trim the wick. And then when you light it...
And what do you use as your like wick trimmer?
I have a wick trimmer that I bought on like Amazon.
Okay, just
like some that are gifted. Okay. I almost bought this like $400 Loewe one when I was in Spain. Then I was like, you know what you don't need? A $400 pair of scissors.
Yeah.
You know, you don't.
But like that would be chic.
It would be so chic. It was so nice too. There's really bougie ones. You can use, you know, scissors. It's fine.
And do you keep your box? Because my mom will tell me, she'll say like, you can't keep your candles out because they're going to like lose their scent. Is that true?
You can put a lid on them if they have one. Okay. So that also dust doesn't get on there because that also can impact the fragrance.
Okay.
But I don't. I have a lot of boxes and I don't like a lot of stuff. It's just like...
Get the clutter out.
Yeah.
I'm like, throw it away. Recycle it away. Immediately.
Yeah, gone.
Okay. So then you cut, you light. What do you use to light? Do you use one of those like long, elegant things?
I use matches randomly. Because I have so many now.
Yeah.
But I love it. I feel like it's like...
Yeah, I love a long match.
I don't love the like electric. I'm just like, it's not giving.
You need like a long, elegant matchbox.
Yeah, I have the long... There's these Margiela matches that I love, which is so... It's the most unnecessary bougie thing. But like, I love it.
A friend of mine was telling me, she's like, I follow this creator that lives by candles. She doesn't use electricity after 6 p.m. She just uses candles. And I'm like... How does she do that? But I will say there have been times when I have several candles lit throughout the house and I do feel like I'm transported to a different time.
Yeah, it feels like a simpler time.
Right. And that's why I feel like the matches add to that.
Exactly.
That vibe. Like,
so it's also good for content creation because it makes the sound. You can have a moment.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So you light it with the match. Now, Jackie Ina shared with me that if you're going to just burn a candle for 15 minutes, don't bother. Like she was saying that there's something about the length of time that you need for a candle to burn and that if you do it for too short of a time, it's actually not good for the candle.
Yeah. The reason is you have to light it and let it burn until the wax is melted all the way to the edge.
Okay.
So like these two, I'm treating them badly right now. But like this one, this is my friend's brand, Chain Link. It smells like steam and like white flour.
Steam and
like steam, blowing steam. And laundry. Like a laundromat, laundry.
Yeah, no, it smells like a laundromat, absolutely. Yeah. Crisp linen sheets.
Yeah, so good. So cool. His name is Ethan Gaskell. He's really talented. He does home decor on TikTok too.
It has ylang ylang, jasmine, hairspray.
Yeah.
So interesting.
So cool. But if you don't burn it all the way to the end, you see this little ring here? Yep. That's when I stop burning. Next time I burn it, it'll start burning just like in there. It's called a candle memory. It'll burn down. Then you'll have all this wax left on the side that like you'll never burn and basically waste.
Okay.
That's why you got to burn it for enough time, like an hour or two, so that it reaches the edges.
Okay.
Otherwise, you're going to waste the candle.
An hour or two. Yeah. Okay.
Or if you don't want to do that, you can throw it under a candle lamp warmer if you kind of want the like vibe.
Hey, the candle lamp warmers lighting. Are very chic. Do you have one?
I have one. It's one of my viral videos. I do. So good.
Did you buy yours?
Amazon
has everything, right?
I know. But I feel like these days, if you say that, people are like, you support small businesses. And like I do, but like one click, you know?
I know.
And it arrives.
I know. We're all guilty. We're all complicit.
This is from LAFCO. It's part of their new holiday collection with glitter in the hand-blown glass. It's called White Maple Bourbon.
Ooh.
It's like my favorite right now.
White Maple Bourbon. This is gorgeous. Yeah. Why do I want to eat this?
It's so good.
There's so many candles that like you smell them and like you're like, I want a bite of this.
Yeah. They rarely do a gourmand. Like it's rare for them. Like this is like, if they do it, they do it right because they have to use the best ingredients.
Yes. Yeah. Now, you know, the best ingredients. We talked about paraffin versus soy. The actual fragrance, it's usually essential oils, correct?
No. I mean, it can be.
Okay.
But there's very few essential oils in the world, like a true essential oil.
True. Most candles are synthetic fragrances.
Synthetic fragrances. It's cheaper to make synthetics. They're more sustainable because you're not using a lot of, you know, materials from the world. Yes. And you can make ones that are like even healthier than some of the stuff out in the world. So it's always a combination. And most people don't know.
The sustainability part is so important because as I've been developing my fragrance, I've been learning so much because I was always like, it has to be all natural. I want to use essential oils. And I am using essential oils in mine. But one of the perfumers was telling me it's actually much more sustainable to do synthetic fragrances because you're not like taking resources from the earth.
Exactly.
Like sandalwood and whatnot.
Yeah, which is crazy. Because all of those are, there are infinite amounts of them. And you can make a sandalwood that smells, well, sandalwood's tough. Like real sandalwood, I should have bought some sandalwoods. Because now I buy ingredients because I really have to train my nose and like the best stuff.
Training your nose is also such
a thing. Like real sandalwood is not like some of the sandalwoods people think they're smelling.
Can I have you try my fragrance?
Oh my God, is this the final version?
So this is... Maybe I just won't even tell you what's in it and we can see how good your nose is.
No, don't test me. I can be tested on camera.
It also has super ISO E, which obviously changes on your skin as you wear it.
I'm an ISO E girl, the way I wear Molecule every other day.
Molecule, eccentric molecules is such a thing. You've got to kind of wait for it to dry down.
Okay, there's a citrus in there.
Yes, it's neroli.
Neroli. Is it like a white ambery?
There's an amber. Mm-hmm. There's a sandalwood. But it's supposed to really be like naked beauty, this idea of like a very wearable skin scent.
Mm-hmm. Musk?
I think there is musk in this one. I don't know. I've got 17 different versions. One of them has musk. Do you like it?
I love it. I'd wear this. It reminds me of another fragrance I really love. It's not sweet, but there's almost like a undertone of like something.
Yeah, I think it's the orange blossom. Mm-hmm. Anyway. I love it.
I love it.
I'm glad to have the Sir Candleman stamp of approval.
I love it.
Okay, we need to get into specific candles for specific occasions. So I'm going to ask you an occasion and you tell me the right candle for the occasion.
Okay.
Okay. In your book, you talk about a welcome home scent, a scent that is just always on in your home as people walk in the door.
Yeah.
What is a good welcome home candle?
Yeah, it's got to be something that's like universally loved. So I think you can do a vanilla. You can do a sandalwood, like a woodsy, like an easy woodsy moment. Like a cedarwood, I think is like perfect because it's like crisper. Or like a fresh citrusy one. There's this Reggio from Trudon. I actually have the diffuser. I don't know if they make it in the candle. But like that's like to me is like the perfect everyday scent. It's like a citrus-based one.
Okay,
so good. A little pricey, but delicious.
Who do you go to for kind of everyday candles? Like what are the brands you go to?
Not because I did a candle brand with them, but like LAFCO is my most burned candle. It's actually, I counted in the book. It's the most recommended brand in the book. This is way before we were going to do the collab.
Right,
like it's
that.
Like a true love of the brand because ingredients are so good. Like for them, I love my home. They have this one called Retreat, which is like matcha, but clary sage. Like it's like
I
the perfect like relaxing candle. I burn that all the time. Heart of the matter, mine, of course. And then another brand for every day. You know what makes candles that I love for every day? Maison Margiela Replica.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love
those. Yeah. By the fireplace, I can do that forever. Lazy Sunday morning, I can do that forever.
So explain lazy Sunday morning and by the fireplace. Like, what are the notes in that?
Yeah. By the fireplace is more like a smoky chestnut, smoky, sweet chestnutty feeling. Like, it's so delicious.
Yes.
Definitely for a colder time. Lazy Sunday morning, it's more like clean linen sheets, like skin scent. Yeah. Yes. It's like laundry and skin.
Really nice. We ran into each other at a Le Labo event.
Yeah.
It was for their new candle. And that's when I started learning about it, which is a synthetic fragrance. But it's very like crisp and clean. It kind of gives me that like laundry feeling.
Yeah. I think they put that in that white musk amber world where it's almost like we use something similar for the candle that we did called No Limbernol, specific note. And that the perfumer described like take the vanilla idea you want, but put it in a crystal glass and add like a wistful, like sprinkling. Okay. That's exactly what Ambroxan feels like to me. It's like crisp and clean, but it's like airy too.
Okay.
And I learned in Paris, perfumers love that ingredient because it's not expensive, but it like elevates everything.
It'll elevate everything. Yes. Yeah. A lot of fragrances have it. Now that I like know about it, I notice this in a lot of fragrances. Okay. Second candle occasion. Are you dating right now?
No, but if you know anyone amazing, let me know. Just putting it out there.
Let's say you were going out for a date, and the date's not coming to your place, but you are like, you're putting on the playlist, you're getting dressed, you're setting the vibe, you're doing your skincare.
Yeah.
What candle are you burning?
Ooh. If they're coming back, I'll do Oud Saturn Mood, Francis Kurchin. So good. Very sexy. For getting ready, maybe something with like a berry energy, like just like something like more festive.
I haven't experienced berry candles. Are there any candles you recommend that have berry notes?
I mean, bay from Diptyque is like berry adjacent.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes, that's a beautiful. I love Diptyque candles.
Me too. I know your favorite. I think I know your favorite. Figuier?
Yes. That's
it's a really good candle. I got to go to the HQ. And they took me upstairs. I saw all the archives.
Really?
Incredible.
I'll pass their PR team.
I should pass them to you.
Because the way that I spend money on Diptyque candles, it's not sustainable.
I want you to smell this fig.
Okay. I love like a green fig too.
So you've been to Paris a bunch, I think, from what I can tell from your work.
Yes, I have.
And you've probably been there more than I have. And you probably know a store that I've never been to, Colette.
Of course. Yeah, Colette.
This is the original Colette fragrance. So Rami, the founder, made the scent for Colette.
Dang.
And then when Colette ended, they gave him back the formula to use in his own candle. And this is the street name. That's
okay,
where it was.
I'm buying that.
Yeah.
I'm sold.
It's so good.
It smells amazing.
He's someone you need to know. He's cool.
How did you first discover this love of candle and fragrance?
Again, I think it found me after smelling that Francis Kurchin candle that then made me want to understand stories around them. I just wanted to know more. Mm-hmm. And I think it's more the nerd in me. I just like to learn.
Yeah.
I just like a new thing. I'm like,
same.
And I think that's also why Sir Candleman works. I don't go out as an expert.
Yeah.
I'm actually just learning together with people, right. And I'm sharing the knowledge that I'm getting. So for personal branding 101, for those that want to know, Oprah discusses why the Oprah show worked. It worked because she was the viewer. She wasn't like a host.
Right.
She was in the seat of the viewers. She asked the questions that people want to know. So I just share the things that I'm learning that I think are cool. And then once you know more, it's just like a deep dive.
What do you think is most commonly misunderstood about candles?
A few things. I think people think more expensive is better. I think you just go with the fragrance and what you like.
We still need more lower cost, accessible candles. What are your go-tos? Do you like Salt and Stone?
I've seen them a bunch. I've sniffed them a bunch. I do like them. I don't think I have any or may have one. We do need that. Forever Mood makes really good price candles in great scents. They pack a punch, and their new kind of reformulations smashed it.
Yes.
Otherland at $36, incredible.
I love the Otherland candles.
Yeah, you get great story vessel and great perfumery. The perfumer is if people know Frank Vogel, who's done some amazing stuff, works on their stuff. Lourdes de Seraphine, who I did a collab with years ago, ceramic vessel printed, gorgeous, best perfumery. Also in that $30 range.
Yes. And candles also have really, it's hard to get margin on candles because they're expensive to ship.
Exactly.
Fragrance is much more profitable than a candle.
Exactly.
Do you have other scent tips? One of the scent tips that I love is you can spray your fragrance on a light bulb and it will scent the room with that fragrance. Are there things that you do to integrate scent into your life that aren't necessarily candles?
Yeah, I mean, I live a highly fragranced life.
You've got diffusers. You've
got diffusers going.
Oh, I think we talked about our mutual obsession for home court.
Love home court.
I'm obsessed.
Love home court.
It's so.
But to your question, I do. I have a diffuser. I'm now into these really bougie incenses.
Oh, yes.
So I'll kick off the morning with that. And then I'll maybe get a candle going. I'll refresh with a room spray.
Do you have a beautiful incense holder?
I do. Yeah. I was thinking of creating an incense account on TikTok.
Oh, because you need more to do.
Because it's just a world that I just don't know. And it's so intense.
Okay. So you kick off with your incense. Then you do a room spray. Who's making your room spray?
There's one from Creed that I love.
Creed? Like the fragrance brand Creed?
Yeah. PF Candle Co. makes some of the best room sprays. They're like rose and something, which I normally don't do rose, but it's great. And then, Aesop.
Yes.
Okay. Those I just go through.
Aesop. They make, and even the skincare is great. I mean, everything smells really good.
Yeah.
And it's consistent. Okay. More occasions. How do you feel about burning a candle during dinner? A lot of people are very anti, right? Because you're eating food and there's scent there. How do you feel about a candle burning during dinner time?
I love it.
You like it?
I think it enhances everything, but it just depends on the kind of dinner. Is this like dinner party or is this like dinner at home?
Let's say dinner party. What candle would you
put on for a
dinner
then
party?
I'm going to start the whole night, you know, with a deeper amber, like grown, you know, dinner party cocktail. So I'll go like amber forward. Petit Hermitage, the hotel, has the great candle. It's called Blood Magic. The blood part's a little intense, but like it sounds like it's a deep, rich amber. Like I love that scent when people come. Or Nest has one called Charcoal Woods. It's almost like deep woodsy, almost like truffly and ambery, which is really fun. And then, so that's fine for me because it's like just like in the background. We can do some, people like something fresher sometimes, but then I think it takes away from the vibes. So I'll go with a deeper.
In a moderately sized room, like a living room, do you need one of those like big three wick candles or can you get away with like two candles to really have like scent throughout the space?
I think you get around with two.
Okay.
The big ones stress me out. The big candles are crazy. Not crazy. I actually have some, but I never finish them because I feel like you're stuck with this one scent. And I love to try different things in the home. And then it just gets old and dusty. It's just, no.
Right. And I also love a little travel candle, like a little mini candle to try something before I commit.
Exactly.
Because there's nothing worse than committing to an expensive candle and then you realize you hate the scent.
Exactly. Yeah, travel sizes are great.
When you travel, do you bring a candle with you?
No, because I'm probably going to buy one there and buy something. I try to buy something everywhere I go. So like, no. And this will sound weird because I live a highly fragranced life. But sometimes I enjoy, because my home smells like a candle store.
I'm sure it's
so like amazing. Sometimes I love like leaving that bubble.
Yeah.
You know,
giving your nose a break.
Give my nose a break. Some days I won't wear fragrance. I'll wear like deodorant, of course. Don't be funky. But like a lot of perfumers don't wear fragrance because it's like working to them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, what is your favorite place to shop for candles online and in person?
Candle Delirium, if you live in LA, is amazing.
I've never been.
You got to go. It's in Santa Monica. So good. I'm such a nerdy person. I shop on Nordstrom.com a lot.
We love Nordstrom's.
Even in person, I think that's the best range of candles. Then I just shop anywhere online, honestly.
Yeah.
I shop on the brand site.
Oh, you buy directly from the brand. Yeah. I also love a diptyque store, especially during the holidays. I also think candles, tell me if you agree, are probably the best gift that you can give to someone.
I think so, but some people get scared because they're like, will they like this? And we just go with a neutrally loved thing. You know, like a woodsy vanilla, you'll be fine.
What's a safe candle that you can give to someone as a gift and you know they'll love it?
I think anything woodsy. Like Lafco has a cedar one. I forget what it's called, but it's like really good. Or I'll do CC from Home Court. I gift that a lot because the scent is just like so perfect. You can't hate it.
Right.
There's like nothing to hate there. Or I think it's Salt and Peony by the small candle brand called Simply Curated. Soy wax, pure, so, so good. Every single person loves that. It's really good.
Do you have any tips for people to maximize the usage of their candles?
Yeah. Well, to get the most out of it, burn it for the full time, like we mentioned, so that you don't waste wax. Two, you want to store it in a cool, dry place if you're not using it, because otherwise the scent actually evaporates and like you get scent degradation over time.
Oh,
so you have weaker. And you can tell when it starts getting little oils on top because it's like actually coming to the top and then like evaporating. So like you're literally losing it. In a place that's covered, ideally, so that it doesn't get the dust and then it burns weird. And then, you know, once you're at the edge there, at the bottom, you can still get more of that juice if you put it under a candle lamp warmer.
Why do you think there's such a lack of diversity in this space?
Listen, I think about this all the time. Because people used to ask, why does Sir Candle Man work? And I was like, the viral videos were the education videos, like how you mentioned, like Trim Your Wick. Like that was it. There was education. But there was also, who is this black man talking about candles?
Right.
And bougie luxury ones too. Like, you know, the most bougie. I don't know. I think historically the fragrance industry has been a little bit more behind the curtain.
Yes.
If you think about the fragrance houses and the perfumers, a lot of them come from France and they're incredible and they're masters. So people didn't even know that world existed. So it was kept, you know, closed. But there's so many great efforts to make the world more inclusive. I see the stuff Sephora is doing. If you follow the Fragrance Foundation, they have an initiative called Fragrance Forward Initiative. And Linda, the president, like, has really tried hard to, like, bring in more Black fragrance brand owners and perfumers and, like, education so that people know that there's a career that you can have. You don't have to be a brand founder. You can be in product development. You could be a chemist. I went to Firmination. Like, there's actual chemists who work with the perfumers, like, making their formulas come to life. You can be in marketing. There's so many careers, but you also need to know that that exists. So there's the marketing of the profession to people from underrepresented groups that I think is important.
And what trends do you think we'll see in 2024 for candles, candle accessories, home scent?
Yeah, I mean, in scent, I think, like, people still, like, into, like, fine fragrance, like musk, like comforting. So you get the musks, the vanilla is trending. My candle is vanilla. But if you look, like, all those big releases were vanilla-based. DS and Durga did one. Mm. Mattia Premier did one. I think Boy Smiles did one. I was like, why is everyone doing vanilla? And you know, to make these products, it starts like 9 months ago.
Oh,
so
right.
We were all like on, clearly we were all in the same realm in our brain. I was like, clearly I'm on trend. I feel like I'm in the industry, so that's cool. So I think you'll get musks. I think you get more gourmand. It's still trending. I know, like, markets in the East, people love, like, fresh. They're loving perfume really, but, like, more green, fresh is continuing to grow. Like, yuzu as, like, a scent is, like, something that they're loving on that side of the world even more.
I would love a yuzu candle.
Yeah, me
are
too.
Are there any unusual scents that you like?
Yeah. What does this smell like to you?
First of all, is this Loewe?
Yeah.
Okay, I like already, like, chic vessel. Yeah. Also, the vessel really colors my perception of the candle, even before you smell. Okay, what does this smell like to me? Whoa.
I love that.
Wait.
Scent.
It smells like beets?
It's beetroot, yeah. It's a beetroot candle. I love that.
Wow.
I rarely start going down a candle that much because I'm always trying something new. That's how you know I love it. And this one I finished.
Your finished candles are like my empties in skincare. Like, it means you really committed.
Yeah.
Okay, beautiful vessel. Gosh, what does this smell like? I can't even place it.
It's like earth, fungi, like mushroomy.
Smells like dirt.
Dirt, yeah. It's from Trudon.
But a very glamorous dirt. Trudon, yeah. Okay. Like, how much does this retail for, this glamorous dirt candle?
It's like $150.
$150 for this beautiful dirt.
So they did a collab with Maître Tsang, like a tea master, who's one of the best tea masters in the world. And they make these teas that are aged for, like, so many years.
Yeah.
And it's really trying to capture that, like, damp, like, in a tea kind of fungal feeling that you get from
a wet tea bag.
Yeah. So, like, I love this. This to me is, like, grounding. Amazing.
Grounding.
But it's not for everyone.
No, but I like, you have to have range. Yeah. What do you do for self-care? You're busy. You do a lot. By the way, as two people that do the most, and now I'm doing this full time, but when I was doing my corporate job and Naked Beauty, the question I would get the most was, like, how do you do all of this?
Well, creation is self-care to me. That's the part that I think people don't get. It's not like another job. I'm just, like, being me. Yeah. But I have to, because I live a highly scheduled life with work, so I do it all on Sunday. So Sunday's my creation day, and I just make whatever I feel. And that's it. And those are my videos for the week done. So I'm probably not, like, on trend with all the things, but I don't have time to be doing the trend every day.
Right.
So that's okay with me. What else do? I'm a music person. I have music going all the time.
What are you listening to at home?
The new Dua Lipa. And also, I still have SZA on repeat. A lot of Troye Sivan. And then I must do my skincare every morning.
What are your go-to products?
I rarely add in a new thing. Because I'm scared. I'm not like one of, I'm not like
you
a try.
You have good skin, by the way.
Thank you. There's this new product I'm using to change my whole game. So I like a simple cleanser, CeraVe.
Yes.
I need a simple. I like an essence, SK2. Then I like a serum. Element, it's this new brand about a year old, oxygen-based, like the best scientists.
Okay.
They're niacinamide.
Okay, Element 8 niacinamide.
Yeah, they're literally when I wear it for a week, everyone's like, your skin's looks so good. I'm like, and it's so expensive. You have expensive stuff. But for me, it's like $300 for 30 mils. But it's like incredible. Before that, I'll do a vitamin C beauty stat, which I love.
Yes, we love Ron.
Yeah, Ron's the best. Ron the chemist. And then I will do Shani Darden moisturizer. It's the best one. Okay. Simple.
People love it. She's a very LA. Like, I feel like before I moved to LA, I didn't hear about Shani Darden a lot. But, like, everyone in LA, like, loves her.
Yeah, obsessed. And then I will do my supergroup sunscreen. We're good to go. But I can't go anywhere. To me, like, if I haven't done that in the morning, like, I'm not going.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't care what my outfit looks like, but I can't, the face, I just feel like I have to, like, it allows me to just prepare because you can't rush it also.
Yeah, it's very nice.
So, like, it's like you must slow down.
What are your top three favorite candles right now, currently burning?
Currently burning. Number three is Lorda Seraphine's new holiday collection. I forget the name, but it's almost like it's a citrus cocktail type holiday fragrance. Imagine like a holiday party.
Yeah.
Okay, with like old fashioned.
A holiday party with old fashioned. That's very evocative. You'll have to send me these links so I can link to them in the show notes. Cool. So everyone can shop these fabulous candles.
Yeah. I'll add you a post about it. It's really good. I'll send you the links. Number two would be, what do I go to a lot?
It's hard to choose amongst your babies.
Yeah. I have so many. Number two, we'll throw in, New Savant.
Okay.
Mixed Feelings.
I like the name Mixed Feelings. Naming is also such
so
a thing.
Good.
I love the name of your candle, Heart of the Matter. That's such a
that's
good
name. That's number one.
And that's such a good name, too. I'm trying to figure out what to name my fragrance. And I'm like, do I employ ChatGPT?
No. You have to like go inward.
I know. I'm trying to do
what
that.
What does that smell like?
It smells like rice pudding.
It's steamed rice.
Okay.
Jasmine.
And I love rice pudding.
Cedarwood.
Savant Mixed Feelings. And how much does this retail for? Handmade for you in Brooklyn.
This I do not know. They sent it to me.
I know. That's like me with skincare. I'm like, how much is this? But before I review anything, I always look up the price because I've realized that one of the things that makes beauty editors so out of touch is they don't know how much anything costs. So they're just like, this is fabulous. Yeah. And they don't know that it's an $100 cleanser.
Yeah. And people are like, I'm not spending $100. And then number one, sorry, LAFCO, Heart of the Matter.
Okay. LAFCO, Heart of the Matter. It's a Sir Candleman collab. It's so beautiful. I burned it all last night. Can't wait to get home and smell it more. When candles say that they're like handmade or hand poured, does that make a difference? What are the marketing things we need to be looking out?
Yeah, I think hand poured is like someone puts the thing on the machine sometimes, you know, which is like not hand. I think because people think it's like some person just like this.
Yeah.
Not quite. Some people do that actually. There is a lot of hand pouring in some places. So,
but does it make a difference for the candle experience?
No.
So it's just like
it's like you want that artisanal feeling. Natural can mean a lot. Like what's natural? Unless it's like truly they just use a true essential oil, like a true natural, like absolute. But even that's gone through some stuff. And like pure soy wax or something. It's like rare for that to be a thing. And then I think healing, cleansing, relaxing, you know, I think it depends on how scent impacts you.
Right.
Lavender isn't relaxing for everybody. Some people don't love it.
Do you not like lavender?
I like lavender. I do. But like, I don't love it. Like, it's not my thing relax.
It's like we've all decided that lavender is calming. Like, and it's so interesting because what I find to be most calming is citrus. And I feel like citrus is always categorized as energizing.
Exactly. So it's like effervescent, energizing. And it's like, actually, no, I find it like very relaxing. Like it's very like bringing me down.
Yeah. Like my fragrance, which is like very citrusy, I find it very like relaxing.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you were just looking at the notes that you would necessarily get that.
Yeah. So that's why it's all about story. Really about story.
As marketers, I feel like that's maybe also why we're drawn to this world, because the story is such a big part of making a fragrance come alive.
Yep. In the book somewhere I write, great candles tell stories. And then I realized, oh, I did write that because that's how I first felt.
Yes.
But to me, that's what I love. Then when you market it, you get to tell a story. Like when I did my new candle, the heart of the matter is me trying to get to the heart of the matter of like life when I was like a little bit lost. The story from a long time ago on this trip I took.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you can do the marketing and the campaign. So I just love the creativity of it all.
Yes.
Yeah.
What's next for you? I feel like you need to have a candle shop in Paris. Like that's just,
oh my God.
That's just where my mind goes.
And you find a rich man in Paris and move there and then I'll open my candle shop.
Any rich men in Paris listening to this?
Hello. Hi.
Is available.
I'm right here. I don't know. I did the candle. I did the book. That was like great.
And I remember you also telling me that you're not the like use my code person.
No, I find it so hard to be that person. I just find it so hard.
You're not as interested in brand partnerships. You'd rather develop your own.
Well, these are partnerships. I am for ones I love, but this is the thing. I'm not trying to be, I call them the swipe up girls, which you don't swipe up anymore, you tap, but.
But I understand what that means.
I'm just like, I'm not here to shill product.
Yeah.
That's actually not what I'm here for. I'm here to like share the love of fragrance. I'm here to like educate, share knowledge that I have, and I hope you love it and you can illuminate your life. Like that's Sir Candleman. He's there to be a light in your home like a candle, not to be like a website to buy stuff. So because of that, I don't like that too much, but people always ask for codes, and if I have one, I'll give it to them.
Right.
But I'm not like use my code every video
or
post. So next would be, I want to do like something like a media property. I was thinking a pod. It'd be really cool. Maybe something in television. I think bring him to the people.
As, I love like, how more you refer to him as like another person.
He's me as an extension, but I also love having him as like
he's your Sasha character. Fierce.
Yeah, because then I can step in, then I step out. And it's like fun to do. And then you don't lose the joy. It's also why I think not having it be the main thing is cool.
Yeah.
Because it's it's not stressful.
Sure. Stepping into him, it's really interesting you say that. I find that the most successful creators are personas.
Right.
Because it's not sustainable to be like a caricature of yourself all the time. And then I've thought about my career as a creator and I'm like, oh, I've always just shown up as myself. Yeah. Is that a disadvantage?
No. Well, he's still me. He's me just with some volume knobs turned up.
Right. I love the idea of a media property, of a podcast. Yeah. Like, I feel like you would be so good at that.
I have so many ideas. I can't wait. Your setup is inspiring.
When do you feel most beautiful?
Ooh. Most beautiful as a black man after a fresh haircut. That's me.
I think John Legend had the same answer as you.
Yeah. That's when I'm like, y'all can't stop me.
How often do
I got this haircut yesterday for this. I'm like, I can't be on the camera. Looking crazy.
Your haircut looks great. How often do you have to get your haircut?
When I was young, I used to do 2 weeks, but now I'm always appearing on a thing or something. It's probably a weekly.
Every week. I just don't have so much maintenance, but like getting your haircut every week is a lot.
We need to do a study into the self-esteem of men. If they're not done and crisp, they don't feel good. People don't talk about that.
That's such a thing. Like having your hairline and everything.
I just need it like right.
So have you been in a scenario where you couldn't get your hair done and like it affected your self-esteem?
Yeah, well, the COVID eras, the lockdown era.
Were you like, can I be camera off for these meetings? Okay, last question. What is the coolest opportunity you've had since doing Sir Candleman?
Well, two things actually. I'll say two. Chanel flew me and some other people to the south of France to pick the jasmine in their fields, which you can't go into. They're not open to the public for Chanel No. 5. And I met the perfumer and it was amazing. Like, that's cool.
Were you able to enjoy it fully or were you also in the back of your mind thinking about content capture, story I'm telling, TikTok 1, TikTok 2, bye?
Well, I had already like done the story arc. The content's easy if I'm doing like a vlog.
Yeah.
Because I just like capture. I can just like tell you the story. You know, like that's not hard. I
try to do your voiceover based on the footage or do you have the story first and then you do the footage?
You know, I know the things I want to talk about. So I want to talk about getting there. Chanel invited me. That's easy. Just get on the plane, do the stuff, land, great hotel, show the gift bag, done. Get ready with me. You just say the words, get ready, chop it down. The fields, arrive, talk to the people, tell the story, something about the product shots, smell it, easy. So that I just kind of like let my brain just shoot what we shoot. Mm-hmm. And then the voiceover, I only do it one time for the most part.
Yeah.
I'm just like, this is it. And then I like cut it because I try to just keep it as it is. Even candle reviews, it's one time. Really? It is what it is.
Because you'll go crazy.
Yeah. And also then it's not pure. So that was really cool. And then the other one was going to the Fragrance Foundation Awards. It's like the VMAs of fragrance. It's like everyone. It's like A-list and also like the perfume rock stars.
Yeah.
And the coolest thing happened, Alberto Morillas, who's like an amazing perfumer, he made everything from like CK1, Acqua di Gio. Like he's a legend.
A legend.
I think Angel too, like legendary.
Where's he from?
Switzerland, okay. But he works at Firmenich. He perfumes for them. He made like Gucci 1942, like the green one, like all the stuff that the people love, like the hits.
Yeah.
And he has a fragrance brand called Mise en Sur, which I wear. I call myself a Mise en Sur man. They send me like a bunch of stuff. But he came up to me because I saw him. Then he came up to me. He's like, I love how you talk about fragrance. And I was like, I'm like in, you guys. That was cool. To me, that's cool. Because I'm like, right. These are like the actual people.
And you're like, I'm in the industry just by virtue of loving this and having passion and sharing it with the world.
Yeah.
And therefore, I'm
And I'm like, I don't know. I feel like I'm just like a student. I'm just like learning.
Yeah. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having me.
Sharing.
Of course. Thank you. This is so fun.
Yes. We should have had your camera burning.
We should have.
Next session. We'll do this again. We got to talk about fragrance next.
We do.
You'll know real when you get it. It will say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like a gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. Today's podcast was produced by B.A. Kasanga. Subscribe, rate, and review Naked Beauty wherever you listen to podcasts. And I'll be back next week with a new episode. Thank you so much for listening.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.